Behind the Bite podcast is part of a network of podcasts that are good for the world. Check out podcasts like the Full of Shit podcast, After the First Marriage podcast, and Eating Recovery Academy over at practiceofthepractice.com/network. Welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. This podcast is about the real life struggles women face with food, body image, and weight. We're here to help heal, inspire, and create better, healthier lives. Welcome. Well, hello, everyone. So as I often do, I recently received a message from someone inquiring about coming onto the podcast to discuss their very own personal recovery story. And usually it's from someone who has recovered from an eating disorder, well, because this podcast is primarily focused on eating disorders. However, our guest today did not recover from an eating disorder, which, okay, that's a bit different. But I thought long and hard about if our guest today would be of interest to all of you who are listening, if his story and what he's here to share and discuss with all of you would be relevant to the show. So that being said, I did decide to bring him on because he does have a story about recovering his body mentally, spiritually, and physically. And at some point in all of our lives, we will have an illness, ailment, or disease of our mind or body that we will seek treatment for. And there certainly are conventional Western treatments for many of these illnesses, FDA-approved treatments, and in my field, what we call gold standard or empirically validated treatments. And really all that means is that they're validated by studies. However, these treatments don't work for everybody. And as they oftentimes, sometimes it happens that these treatments, they're just not cures. They manage the illnesses. And there's just a lot we don't know about our bodies and the ways in which we heal. So I'm always open to learning and hearing about new or alternative ways of healing. I may not personally incorporate them into my own life or into my own practice, but I don't want to close off my mind to hearing what has worked for other people. And I really look at this podcast as a platform to discuss wellness, healing, and to hopefully introduce all of my listeners to thought-provoking topics and interesting guests. So after today's show, I would be really interested to hear what all of you think about what our guest had to say. And, you know, if you're open to novel and alternative forms of treatment, or, you know, share with me if you've had any experiences of your own to share, because I always love hearing from you guys. So that all being said, I'm really excited to bring on our guest today. David Wong is the quote unquote frequency expert. He is a best-selling author, health tech founder, visionary, inventor, martial artist, Qigong practitioner, and entrepreneur. He is the founder of Qi Life, a company that develops cutting-edge technologies for personal wellness and a world-class expert on Qi energy and the science of life force. His charismatic mission is to empower others to self-heal easily without relying on pills or invasive procedures. His own personal journey of transformation began when he self-healed from an incurable digestive disease that he had for over 10 years. Achieved with only frequency and energy devices in less than 90 days. This led him to the research and development of many frequency-based technologies, such as the Qi Coil and Frequency Method. By integrating ancient wisdom and modern science, he has deciphered the code to longevity, anti-aging, optimal fitness, and beauty, as well as happiness and altered mind states that some say is everyone's hidden superpower. His lifelong passion is to help other truth seekers transform 1% a day and unlock their human potential, in essence, healing and raising the resonance of the world. All right. Well, David, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to have you on.
Glad to be here, Christina.
All right. So, you know, we've talked a little briefly. This is a podcast about eating disorders, but also mental health and people who have illnesses. And I'm really excited for you to come on and share your own story about mental health and everything you've been through with your own health and illness. So for people who are listening and don't know anything about you, I know you have quite a following. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself and your journey?
Sure, I'd love to. So I'm David Wong. I'm known as the frequency expert. And for 10 years of my life, I was sick with ulcerative colitis, it's a digestive disease. the doctor said there's no cure. I had to be in medication for my whole life. And obviously I don't want that because then I'll be having side effects. And the medication actually didn't work, by the way. So every day I suffered with bleeding, internal bleeding. I couldn't go out because of bleeding all the time. I had a chronic fatigue. I had depression and I had brain fog. I couldn't focus. So that was me for 10 years, suffering and pain. But then I wanted to make a change. I just got so sick and tired of it. I got to change something. So the thing I changed was my spiritual life. So I went, took a deep dive into meditation, and that led me to frequencies. That led me to technologies and devices. And long story short, I started to experiment with my own device. And in 90 days, I healed myself from this incurable disease completely in 90 days without any medication, without any surgery, just with energy and frequency.
Okay. No, I've had people on the show before who've talked about healing through music and sound and other things as well. So this is interesting. So can you talk to us a little bit about this device and frequencies and like, how did you, you know, I've talked about meditation too. So people probably are more well-versed in meditation, but what is it exactly that you, I guess, researched and found out about frequencies? And then what is this device you're talking about?
Right. So there's two main, origins of this science, right? One is called Rife therapy. Another one's called PMF therapy. So in 2019, the FDA approved PMF therapy for many different things. One of them was bone and fracture healing. Another one was pain management. And another one was depression. So the FDA has approved these magnetic waves to treat these conditions. So that's the first one. So the second one is Rife technology. And Rife technology is based on Dr. Royal Rife, who was around in the 1930s. He invented a machine that would actually make cancer cells explode. So if you seen an opera singer sing in front of a wine glass and make it shatter, that's the same concept. Everything has a resonant frequency. So he found it on a microscopic level. So he was looking at cancer cells under the microscope, and he was experimenting with different frequencies to see what had happened. And he found frequencies that actually make them kill themselves or make them explode without harming the good cells. So back in 1930s, he actually found a cure for cancer in 1930s, because he did a clinical trial, 14 cancer patients that are terminally ill, and they were all cured. And since then, for the last 80 years, it's been suppressed. And, the government or big pharma has thrown all sorts of negative press against it. But recently, over the last 5 years, we see, if you research about Rife frequency, even on Google, you'll find the NIH, you'll find other reputable research centers showing that, yes, it may work with such and such. It may work with such and such disease. So now what I've done is I combined those two things, PMF therapy and Rife technology, into something called Qi coils, which I use every day. And we use it for general wellness, for energy, for mood, for stress management, for pain management, sleep, and generally just feeling really great.
Okay. So, I've looked at your Instagram and a lot of your posts, and you talk about, this frequency, treatment that did, kill the cancer cells. And it sounds like this did work. And then what happened to this? Like, why did it kind of get squashed? What do you think happened?
Well, the story of Dr. Rife was that after he made that discovery, he did this press release, and he invited the top medical doctors at that time. And there were 100 of them at this press conference. And after he presented his findings, he received this standing ovation from all these doctors. They say, well, we can end all disease with this new technology. The day after, his lab was raided, all his research was stolen, and all his equipment was burned down to the ground. And he was never able to recover emotionally from it because he started to drink, and then he died from Valium and alcohol, right? So basically, who else could be doing this? Well, most likely it's Big Pharma. Doesn't like the fact that there would be something that could get rid of these diseases, right? Because Big Pharma, what do? They make money from treatments, not from cures. So, by the way, a disclaimer is I'm not claiming this can cure anything. I'm just telling you a story of what happened historically. Right. I'm not claiming that these devices will cure or treat anything. Okay, this is not a medical device. So, and over the last 80 years, people have tried to revive it. We tried to recreate his machine called the Rife machine. And what I think is, and then, you know, some of them work, some of them didn't work so well, but there has been a long history over 80 years of many people that use it consistently and that have actually helped a lot of people over the last 80 years. So what I did is I created something. I was taking a look at all the Rife machines and I created something that's easy to use, portable, compact. They fit in your hand, your pocket. The old Rife machine is the size of an oven and you have to dial the knobs manually like a really old radio, you know, dialing knobs to find the frequency. And they had to use these tubes, like these neon tubes, if you remember how they work, and which were kind of dangerous and they weren't very efficient. So what I did was I made it easy to use, efficient, powerful, and affordable, and now everybody can use.
So, like going back to when you were diagnosed with your ulcerative colitis, like what treatments were you given that didn't work? Because you said nothing helped before.
I had like three different medication. They don't work at all. I mean, you had to control the bleeding. You had to stop the inflammation, right? At most, some things I did with like herbal therapy and some suppositories, right? They would help maybe 20%, stop, you know, reduce the symptoms by 20%. Other than that, I already had a good diet because I had to. If I ate something wrong, then that would go into a downward spiral for a week and I couldn't recover until 1 or 2 weeks later, which means like severe bleeding, like going to the bathroom 30 minutes, every 30 minutes throughout the day. That's how bad it was. So that's why I tried and none of it worked until I used the coils and I turned it on and I felt something in my gut. I felt like, whoa, something's happening. I don't know what it is. I never felt this before, but my gut feels like it's kind of like pulsing or like massaging itself. And I'm not even touching it. I'm just using this coil in front of me. So I just kept using it for 90 days. And then every day my symptoms got better and better and had less and less bleeding. Basically, it was able to reduce the inflammation internally. And that's the hard part, right? Like inflammation, let's say you got inflammation in your joints, you can put a cream on and it will absorb by your joints. But if it's something in your organs, like you can't put a cream and it's not going to reach your organs. So you need something that uses actual vibrations and frequencies that actually penetrate through your bone, you know, your skeletal structure, penetrates even your skin and all your ligaments and all your tissue.
So when you were looking at the treatment you discussed that the FDA had approved, how does what you use differ from that?
Right. So before I came along, most of the PMF therapy devices were these mats, and they still have them. So you land on these mats and you play a frequency, let's say 10 hertz or something, or 15 hertz. So they'll have like maybe 20 different frequencies you can play, and then you land on the mat, and then you will get this energy from this mat. This is kind of like a wireless charger for your cell phone, right? You can put your phone on a charger and it charges itself without any wires. So it's a great concept. But the downside was that it wasn't very powerful because you had to lie down on it for it to work, because the field or the energy field from the coils in the mat were very weak. So I said, why don't you make a coil that's so powerful? This is called a chi coil. And the way we designed these coils wound in this fashion is in the vortex. This generates a huge magnetic field. So this one goes about 11 feet away from the coil. So you can just put it on the desk. You can put it on your body if you want, but you don't have to, right? You can just put it on a desk. You can put it underneath a bed or on a nightstand, and you will be affected by it. So that's the main thing, is the range and the power. And plus now we have over 10,000 different frequencies, because if we use all of Dr. Rife's frequencies, there's 10,000 of them. And we developed over 800 of our own programs on top of that. So we basically just revolutionized how the PMF therapy works.
So is this also something that's FDA approved, or is this something that you're just used on yourself and then it helped? Like what happened after you felt a difference in yourself and your illness?
Well, this is marketed as a wellness product, right? So it's not a medical product. We're not claiming any, you know, medical benefits from it. But we are working towards FDA approval. So after that, I said, you know what, I need to get this out there because I know there's many people suffering. I just talked about my physical healing, but on top of that, there was the mental healing, right? Because of the mental health. The reason I got so sick was because I lost a lot of money, and then I lost all my confidence, and then I was so stressed out that it caused this disease. Like it became psychosomatic, and I had this gut disease. So, and it's tied to depression, right? So I think a lot of people who have these mental health issues also have digestion or gut issues. So that's exactly what happened to me. So through the coils, I was able to heal, I would say, emotionally. So my depression went away. I felt more motivation. And you can hear my voice right now. You can hear the confidence. You can hear their health. You can hear the strength that comes from inside, right? So, and I didn't have that before. So I was able to basically transform myself from being depressed, being very broke even and unmotivated and stressed out, to someone who is, you know, highly productive, who is has a much better mood, who has a lot of health, and I look great. Right? I'm not 25, by the way. I'm 42. So a lot of people, they make mistake in me, or they say, oh, here's this guy who just graduated from college and running this company. Good for him. But no, I'm actually 42. And, you know, I've been building this business for several years. So it healed me emotionally as well. And you can also say that it healed me spiritually, because I was able to use this as my life purpose. Because now I can say, go beyond myself and say, what can I do in this planet? What can I do for the environment? What can I do for other people? How can I benefit other people's lives?
So you healed, and it sounds like you started also with meditation. So was there anything else that you also did at this time to heal? You know, sometimes people do lots of different things all at once. So was it the coils and meditation? Like, did you do other things as well?
Well, mainly the coils. I don't know what else I did. I mean, I've always done martial arts and meditation and Qigong. Like, that's kind of been part of my daily practice for many years, for decades even. So, you know, I had a good diet. I didn't do anything extra other than coils. So, I mean, now, like recently, now I add some other things like red light therapy, and I add some other things like photobiomodulation, but that's not what I used to heal myself in the first place, which is over 6 years ago now. So yeah, does that answer your question?
Right, because I could imagine people saying like, oh, you know, maybe they have, you know, severe depression or anxiety or something, and thinking like, okay, I've tried kind of everything to get better. And, you know, maybe they're thinking alternative therapies or things like that. And, you know, if they were thinking, okay, what could these coils, these frequencies, something else work for me? And I'm wondering if people have approached you and said, hey, can I try this? Like, and you're going for FDA approval. Have you done any studies? Have you, like, what have you seen in terms of other people who?
Oh yeah, we've got thousands of reviews and success stories. If you go to our website, there's a whole page of reviews. We have videos of people who had cancer, who have success with it. That's their story. We're not claiming that we can do that for everybody. We have stories of people with just general depression or mental health issues. We also have with a certain, many of them for pain management, who had like years and years of chronic pain that they couldn't get rid of, who were depending on medication, and actually the medication didn't work anymore. So they used the Qi coils and they were able to get rid of that pain. Recently, we using it in classrooms with kids who have ADHD and autism and learning disability. And one of our, he's our director of educational services. He's been using our technology about 3 to 4 years in the schools. And the result he's got was with this classroom of 26 kids that were the lowest performing in the state, after 4 months using our technology and using his teaching methods, they're now scoring in the top 1% in the country. So we actually just wrote a book called Solved: ADHD and Autism, Transforming Disability into Genius. And that's exactly what we did. We were able to transform what people labeled as a disability, and we turned them into geniuses because they're doing better than the regular kids at school.
So what did you actually see that when you say solved, like what was that you said they turned into quote unquote geniuses?
Well, these kids who, for example, let's say an autistic girl that was in the class, she was at a point where you couldn't even come close to her. If you come close to her, she would scream. And she would just freak out. And after 4 months, guess what she was doing? She was leading the classroom, teaching the classroom in social emotional learning. And then there's other educators coming to our classroom and saying, what did you do that we couldn't do? Because we've tried for years to get these kids to just talk. And after 4 months, now they're leading the classroom. What the heck are you doing? They couldn't understand because it never happened before. So these kids who were just, they couldn't even read the, they couldn't repeat the alphabet. They couldn't count to 60. That's how bad they were. Now they're doing polynomials. They're doing algebra. Okay. They're in their second grade. They were doing grade five and grade six level math.
So what was it that was going on with the coils in their classroom?
It's a frequency. So we have frequencies, like I said, for mental health, for all those issues that I talked about. But we also have frequencies that help relax the mind, help calm them down. Because the main major thing that's the problem with many kids now is mental health, right? They're depressed, they're distracted, they're fragmented, and they have anxiety, and that's preventing them from learning. So we deal with these emotional issues by playing frequencies, and the frequencies just retune the brain. They just retune the brain to calm down, retune the brain to relax, open up, actually create dopamine even in the brain so that it'll feel happier. The mood will elevate, the stress will be gone. And now they're open, and combining with our teaching method called Bright Learning System, we do holistic social emotional learning, right? We use affirmations. And then we also have a very specific way of teaching math in a very unique way. So when you combine those two things and they learn, that's why they can perform. They can perform better than the regular kids, because the regular kids, they're stuck with the a mental health issue.
So it is a combination of something that you've created a protocol for learning in the classroom. That's not just the coils.
Yes. So we combine the coils technology plus a learning system. But the learning system wouldn't work if you didn't calm down the kids, right? If you didn't calm down their brains, and if you did not activate them mentally, psychologically, the teaching system wouldn't work. So it's a combination of two that makes it work.
I'm trying to imagine, like, walking into the classroom and seeing, like, where are the coils placed? Like, how does that look if you walk in the classroom?
Right. So we have large coils like this. It's called the Chico Aura, and they cover 3,000 square foot. So you can put it in the back of the classroom and it will cover everybody in the class, right? Another option is actually just play the frequency. So they play some music in the classroom as well, and they can play the frequency quietly kind of together with the music. So it actually, so as they're listening to this, subconsciously it's actually affected them.
And so the kids that were in that classroom, did the parents give consent? Like, how did you discuss this with the parents before you implemented all this?
Yes, we have full consent of doing the, you know, using this in the classroom.
Okay. So this, because I could imagine people listening to the podcast kind of thing, like, oh my gosh, this sounds like really interesting. Like, I'm just assuming there's all the literature. And
well, you know what they do. I mean, conventionally, what happens when kids have depression, or they have ADHD, or they have autism, they just prescribe drugs. They just prescribe medication. And what are the results of that? It's not helping at all. Sometimes making a situation worse. So now finally there's a way that's completely non-invasive. We're just using sound or magnetic energy waves. There's no contact. You don't need the child to participate even. They don't have to participate. They don't even have to be aware it's happening. That's the major thing, because kids, you have to get them to do something. You can get them to do exercise or whatever. A lot of them can't even pay attention for 9 seconds. That's actually the average attention span, 9 seconds, by the way. So, and then now with our frequencies, you can see the videos on our website of the class. We actually recorded the class, and we have permission to do that too. You can see these kids concentrating and focusing for 30 minutes, okay? Which they couldn't even sit still for 20 seconds.
So again, like I'm imagining parents listening or someone who's got like major depression or ADHD and thinking, okay, so if this is like sounds fantastic and like really amazing, why is it not more like well known, or why is this not more talked about or more widespread?
Because I think this is innovative. Nobody's really thought of using frequencies this way. Mm-hmm. Nobody's really actually implemented the way and did a case study that we have done. And like, is, you know, the PMF therapy has only been FDA approved since actually 2021, not 2019. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty recent, right? That has been approved by the FDA. So the medical community, the general community, you know, has just started to warm up to this idea of this technology.
Now the, I guess these studies you're talking about, are these things you're going to be doing more of so that you can try to get these implemented into more classrooms, or what's your ultimate goal? Like where are you headed from?
Well, we're already, in talks with many different districts and schools, charitable organizations, and we are, position to start to get this out there. If you're listening to this right now, you want to get involved and want to support us, you know, you can, we'd love to have you help support us or just spread the word about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and certainly, you know, I'm always open to alternative modes of treatment. Certainly, you know, Eastern medicine, like acupuncture or, you know, sound meditation, things like that. Like people do other things other than medication or traditional therapies and things like that to feel better or to help with things. So, if anyone's listening, kind of going like, what is this, you know, that you're talking about? I'm always open to hearing, you know, what has helped people or what could help people. And, you know, certainly your story of your healing is interesting. Like what, if you've ever had anybody kind of say, oh, this kind of sounds hokey or this kind of sounds woo woo or kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I went through lots of that. When we first started, we had lots of that. You say, what is this thing? You're scamming people and, you should go to jail or you should go to hell because you're scamming people and then promising this thing that doesn't work. That was before. Now it's 5 years later. And then everybody say, oh yeah, this works. Right. Cause they see the results. And like this technology, like it's actually not new. It's been around since 1979, with PMF therapy. Rife therapy has been around since 1930. So it's not new. It's just that now I created something that is more, let's say, consumable by my most people and easier to use and more practical to more people. So it's okay to be skeptical, but I mean, you can go to our site, you can see the science page, you can read all the studies behind the technology. You can read all the reviews now from like vascular surgeons to chiropractors to physicians to holistic healers to like, you know, some pretty big names and some pretty big movers and shakers in the health and wellness industry now are backing this technology.
So what is your ultimate goal with this, to get FDA approval? And then like someone like myself, who's a psychologist, would you hope that that is something that is used by all sorts of?
Yeah. I mean, the ultimate goal, our company mission is to heal the world together. Mm-hmm. So I know that sounds very kind of vague and everything, but I think it's possible. I think that we work together, we combine our resources, combine knowledge and technologies, we can heal the world, which is in dire need of healing. And I think this technology is one of the vital things and one of the key things that could attribute to that, because it's so simple. It's just frequency and it's just energy. And you just turn it on and then you receive it. That's simple. And it's unlimited. You don't have to refill it. You don't have to go somewhere else to get it. You can do it at home. So what we're doing is we're empowering people to increase their own energy, increase their own frequency. And I don't know if you guys listen to Joe Dispenza, it's all about raising your frequency, right? So now instead of raising your frequency with just meditation, now you can raise your frequencies with technology. So if you don't meditate, and most people in America don't, now you can use this and increase your frequency. Now if you do meditate, now this will increase it and deepen your meditations even further. So you'll be even more impactful in your own life and other people's lives. So that's my vision and long-term vision, is to just help other people and empower people. And if it's going to be, you know, physicians and psychiatrists like yourself, then, you know, to give you the tools that help you do your job better.
So that when you're saying these things, like, it's interesting to me, because I've always said, like, you know, we're just kind of these energetic beings walking around, right? So when you're talking about like increasing your frequency and people may kind of go like, what does he mean by that?
Well, I can mean it literally and figuratively, okay? So you know your body has voltage, and so that's a frequency. So it has an electrical current. So you can measure the voltage. If your voltage is below a certain level, that's where cancer can occur. If your voltage is above a certain level, then it's impossible to have cancer. So similar to their pH level of water, okay? So your body has the actual frequency when it comes to voltage. There's actually, and then also your brain has frequency, right? So you have like delta, alpha, beta, theta, whatever, right? So if you have certain frequencies, it help you become, have more cognition, have more awareness, have more, and it will improve your mood and improve your overall health. So literally, I'm talking about literal frequency of your body. Now, the figurative frequency of your body, which is not measurable, is like your energy, right? When you meet somebody or something meets you, you can feel each other's energy. You can feel, oh, this person's has a such a vibe, but this person has a bad vibe. And then you repel or attract each other based on that frequency. So we're talking about both things.
So if people are thinking, okay, so we're just kind of cells, like really, that's what our bodies are. Like on a cellular level, is that really what this is more the basis of as well?
Oh yeah, exactly. That's why I just said. So literally your cells have frequency, right? Your DNA actually sends electromagnetic signals. You can measure these signals. So your heart actually has an electromagnetic field that goes out 20 feet and that's measurable. So all these are frequencies and all these are energetic things that are based on science that you can measure.
And are these things that you also talk about like in, like on your, I guess.
Yeah. On your so I have a, things? Well, I have a book. So if you want to learn more about this thing, this technology, you can get this book. It's $1. It's a digital book and an audio book. And you can go to David Wong book, davidwongbook.com, and you can grab that. Then you can learn more about this technology. It's called, the book is called Life of Qi. Qi is spelled QI. So Life of QI, the Science of Life Force. And I talk about my healing story, my journey over the last 15 years of my life, and also the science and the research behind all the technology I'm talking about.
And I know I'm asking you like all sorts of kind of like different questions, but again, when something is so novel and new and just, you know, kind of out there, I think a lot of people listening kind of going, what is all this? And, you know, I find all this kind of fascinating whenever there's something that's different. And I'm always fascinated to kind of, like you said, kind of all of us kind of get together. We're complicated beings and we have the spirit, the mind, the body. I think we're all parts of us need to be healed. And if we all are working together to heal all parts of us, I think that that's to benefit us. So we're certainly haven't figured it all out. And we're managing illnesses. We haven't found the cures for them. So the more ways, the better. So I appreciate that you're trying to find novel ways and trying to reach out. I appreciate that you messaged me and wanted to come on and discuss this. So, thank you for that. And, you know, there's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be critics. But if something works for somebody, I say, hey, why not? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. And if you want to get David's book, like we'll have that all in the show notes and we'll have links to his social media. And where can people find you actually on social media if they want to learn more?
I'm on all over the place, but usually I respond most on Instagram. So if you want to shoot me a message, direct message, I can answer you right away through that. And yeah, David Wong Mastery is the handle. David Wong Mastery.
Great. Yeah. David, thank you so very much. I appreciate all that work you're doing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither the host, the publisher, or the guest are rendering legal, accounting, clinical, or any other professional information. If you want a professional, you should find one.